Again, like everybody, welcome everybody, as I say, to the last AHC meeting of the year. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting, and hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from council meeting. I would like to remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of this meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any commitments they make or comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C, a comment. Type P if you wish to propose, and type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Before we start, I'd like to congratulate the Clonduff Camogues, who won the All-Ireland Intermediate Final in Croke Park this weekend. I'd like to pay my commiserations to the Leitrim Hurlers, who missed out in the All-Ireland Semi-Final this weekend. And one last thing, I'd like to also wish the Drumness Mills good luck for the Border Cup Final next week. Thank you. Do we have any apologies?
Yes, Chair, Councillor McKevitt.
Okay.
Michael Lipsett.
Michael Lipsett. Okay, any declarations of interest? Nope. Okay, moving on to the action sheet horizon from Active Healthy Committee on November 21st. I'll just go through the pages. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, and page 12. Everyone happy for accuracy then? Okay. Okay, we have Councillor Sharvin proposing and questioning. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Two questions. The first one's relation to Dunleith. Obviously, the update Paul's provided is that the levelling up applications went in. Is there a timescale on feedback for the outcome of the application? And then the second question is to Owen, that's in relation to the defibrillator funding that had been asked to be identified. And from the last meeting, I don't think it had been identified. are we continuing to see if the money is available or found within the budget within this financial year for those applications that were not funded? Just those two questions, Chair.
Chair, I'll come in on the first one with Dunleith, the Levelling Up Fund application. I think we did update another occasion, but essentially we've through stage one of the process of what we've been notified. We haven't been given a timescale about when stage two, if you like, and where we might be out of that. I'd expect to see something hopefully early in the new year, depending on that, but that's no further update other than that at this stage.
Okay.
Regarding to the funding for defibrillators, we haven't as yet identified a suitable resource. However, as we approach the year end, we can see if there's any significant underspend that could possibly be diverted to that financial call.
Okay, Councillor Murray, go ahead, your question.
Yeah, it was just probably maybe for Janine, if it was, I see Mullivan Community Centre still on the action sheet. And my understanding was that we had terminated the lease with it. Just, is there any further information on why Mullivan Community Centre is still on the action sheet?
Yes, through the Chair. The action sheet has acknowledged that the termination of the lease is complete. And then the final column where it marked yes, that is indicating that it will come off the action sheet for the next AHC meeting. Okay.
Okay, and Councillor McAteer, you have a question.
Yeah, it was just on the on that item, AHC 220 on the McGrath Centre, Janine. Is that the lease currently been issued in that? And that's been taken up, all right, as for the restaurant, is it?
Through the Chair, yes, that was following a public expression of interest exercise. So
yeah, I remember that back, yeah. No, I just thought, you see, that's a couple of months ago, and I thought maybe it would have gone, and then I was wondering, had somebody thrown the lease back in again or something, you know?
No, it's all good. It's all
okay,
good.
Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, I just need a seconder.
Yeah, Chair, I'm happy to second that.
Okay, Councillor, second it. Okay, over to the community engagements, the P4 report.
Yes, Chair, members, the purpose of this report is to consider and agree recommendations arising from the P4 meeting. That was their meeting held on the 24th of November. Happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Tinley, you have a proposal there and a question.
Oh, Chair, thank you very much. Yes, happy to propose this, Tom Dunn. Proposal. It has been in the system now for the best part of 7 or 8 years, so I'm glad to see this finally getting a bit of legs. But can I just ask Janine, I know the recommendation here is to design and erect the piece of artwork, but is it true to say at this stage we don't actually have a clue what it is that the proposal, the final proposal, will look like? And further to that, when we do see, or when the artist does come back with something, can it be brought back to this committee that we can get a look at what it is being proposed? Because whilst I'm happy to propose it, we don't know what it is we're proposing, if that makes sense, Chair. So I hope Janine can sort that out.
Yes, just for accuracy through the Chair, no artwork has been agreed or designed as yet, and those proposals will go back through the Peace Partnership. I will also make sure then that this committee catches sight of them also. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Murray, you have seconded it, and if you have a question as well.
Yeah, glad to hear that Tom Dunn project's going ahead too. Just on the urban sports track, sort of thought it might have been a wee bit more advanced than that at this stage. How long of a period of consultation is going to be carried out now, and when are we likely to see about action on it?
Yes, through the chair. We were hoping that the consultation would have been completed at this stage also. There were some recommendations from the DEA forum just to make sure that it was a wholesale consultation, but we don't anticipate any delay, and we're hoping that the recommendations from the consultation will be back in front of the Peace Partnership at their next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Searcher, I see you had that seconder, but do you have any questions on that?
No questions, no.
Okay, moving on to the District Electoral Area, DEA forms. Now, rather than reading through all of these as such, I'm going to ask if there's any questions or comments. Councillor Sharvin, you propose and you have a comment.
Yeah, Chair, it's really just to highlight, blowing our own trumpet in Downpatrick, obviously, how beneficial actually some of the DEAs can be and the impact that they can have. For this particular meeting, it was in relation to the COIL and the number of statutory agencies that actually turned up, and we had a meaningful conversation and an outcome that many across Downpatrick is invested in, and also it's resulted in a local primary school within our DEA now contacting us as a DEA forum, asking to meet with DFI and other statutory agencies. So it's just to reflect actually the impact that our DEA forums can have when we engage the communities in the right way, and I think it's a good platform and template for others to follow suit as well. The more we open it up to the wider community, the more beneficial and the more outreach the council can actually do within the communities that we all live in. So it's just to acknowledge the actual great workings that even our DEA coordinator pulling all those agencies together to actually get into one room was a challenge enough for her, let alone try and get all the councillors onto one meeting at the same time as well. So just want to make that comment, Chair.
No problems. Yep. And we passed on your thanks. Fully agree with you there, Councillor Sharvin. I think it is an excellent piece of work these folks are doing. And you correctly said, pulling a lot of different people from different areas in the community is not always straightforward, never mind getting councillors there. Councillor McAteer, you have a question?
Yeah. I'm just looking to see why are the Crofleave area is missing on that one.
Woman there, Councillor McAteer.
I'm not sure at the minute, Councillor McAteer. I'll have a look back when the meeting was and see if there should have been an action sheet due for this meeting or for January. I'll come back to you on email.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for highlighting that, Councillor McAteer. All I need now is a seconder for the DEA. Okay, thank you, Councillor Brennan. Second up. Okay, over to the Community Coordination Hub.
Yes, Chair, again, our monthly report from the Community Coordination Hub. Quite a lot of initiatives ongoing which are referenced within the appendix. I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Okay, any questions or comments? Okay, Councillor Moore has proposed. Any questions or comments there, Councillor Moore? Okay, and Councillor O'Hare has seconded. The same thing, Councillor O'Hare, are you happy enough? No questions?
Happy enough, Chair, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Over to health and wellbeing, request for support for sustainability, NI.
Thank you, Chair. This is asking the committee agree to provide financial support and for us to sign an SLA with Sustainable NI for next year. We have been paying this for a number of years, as well as supporting Sustainable NI and their aims. They also provide us with a lot of training and information as well, so we're just looking for approval to continue to support them, so, obviously depending on the rates and estimates process. So.
Okay, I have a proposal there for Councillor Sargner and seconded by Councillor Sharvin. Okay, on to item 8, sustainability and climate change. Sorry. Sorry, Councillor McAteer, I didn't say that. Apologies.
No, okay. You know, maybe Kevin did hit on it there, or Owen. It's just in regard to that, I mean, all these are subject to intense scrutiny as we are looking at the race process. So I think we need to put that caveat onto all these quests that, you know, they are subject to, I suppose, just being nodded through. And I'm sure members would agree with that have attended these meetings.
Yeah, I think it's through the chair. It's, yes, in the resource implications, it will said it is accounted for in existing budgets, but it's subject that it does get through the estimates process. So.
Yeah, okay. Just make that point, just for caution. Lead with caution.
Okay, thank you, Councillor McAteer. Now moving on to item 8, sustainability and climate change.
Thank you, Chair. This is a standard item every quarter, sustainability and climate change. So it's just to note the report and to approve any of the actions within it, the action sheet.
Okay. Any questions or comments? No. Okay. A proposer and seconder, please. Councillor Andrews, you have a comment?
I'm sorry, I just wasn't quite on the trigger there. No, just was really happy to endorse the report as it turned out meeting. So just thanks very much.
Okay. Councillor Sargent, you have proposed that. I just need a seconder. Okay, Councillor Sharvin. Oh, Councillor McAvoy, thank you very much. Okay, moving over to item 9, consultation response, DfE.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, the Department of Economy are currently seeking views and proposals for, it's very topical, I suppose, an energy one-stop shop for Northern Ireland. So we've prepared a consultation response. We're just looking for committee approval to return the attached response. Are there any questions?
Any questions or comments? Okay, Councillor Murrah and Councillor McAteer. Councillor Murrah proposed and Councillor McAteer has seconded. Any other questions or comments? All good. Okay. And we are on to item 10, grant funding agreement.
Thanks, Chair. The Office of Product Safety and Standards are responsible for both product safety and construction products legislation. They've offered small grants in relation to the construction products area. So within this district, we would have a lot of small-scale construction products manufacturers, whatever it might be, windows, lintels, whatever. We're wanting to apply for a grant from them of up to the amount of $8,333 to carry out some additional scoping work in this area. So we're just looking that the committee are happy that we do that and that we sign the attached contract.
Okay, and I'm just waiting until that thing goes away the front of the screen to ensure that I have not missed any questions. That's okay. So then we therefore have Councillor Sharvin who has proposed and Councillor McAteer who seconded it. Okay, going on to leisure and sports, item 11.
Thank you, Chair. Members be aware of our sports associations that have been set up across our DAs and across the district. And as part of this, there's a recognition of achievement processes and criteria that annually gets reviewed. Our sports associations have reviewed this, and we're looking to seek approval for Appendix 1, which is, I suppose, an update of that, with the key change really in relation to an annual approval, essentially being able to apply once every 12 months, as per Appendix 1.4.13. Happy to take any questions.
Okay, Councillor Murrah, you have proposed and you've also a comment.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And I think you'll remember a couple of years ago there was a bit of an issue with this when the Taekwondo club at Silver Bridge had reached the World Championships in Taekwondo. And there were quite a few applications come in on this. Now, I read through this, and this, you know, it looks very straightforward that in such a case, again, rather than all the individuals applying for £300, the club would apply for you know, if it was at world level, they would apply for £500 and they would make that do. That's the understanding, yeah?
That's correct, yep.
That's dead on.
And Councillor McAvoy, you have seconded. Do you have any comments or questions?
No, none. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, okay, moving on. Items deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1, schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, NI 2014. These items are deemed to be restricted by the virtue of paragraph 3, part 1 of the schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to financial or business affairs of any particular person, including council holding on information the public may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. I am looking for a proposer and seconder. Councillor McAteer, you have proposed, and Councillor Sharvin seconded. In closed session, the following was agreed. Item 12, financial assistance, major sports capital. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Lee Sergeant and seconded by Councillor Sharvin to approve the new financial assistance arrangements for sports capital as outlined in 1.1A of the officer's report and to approve the budget of sports capital as outlined in 4.1 of the officer's report, subject to rates estimates processed for 2023-2024. Item 13, procurement of energy contracts. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin and seconded Councillor Lee Sergeant to approve initially proceedings with option 2 and procure energy collaborativity, we said that, with other councils, should this not be feasible to procure directly from the council. Item 14, leasing of land, expression of interest. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor McAvoy to note the contents of this report and expressions of interest for the former playground station Avenue, Castle Wellham, progress to stage 3 of the Sports and Leasing Policy 2016. Item 15, Active and Healthy Community Scheme of Delegation on the proposal of Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Brennan. It was agreed to note the report and the attachments. Okay. Item 16, for noting policing and community safety partnership.
There, just for noting.
There, that is for noting. And then we have any questions, items, or comments on that? No? Okay. Proposer and seconder for item 16, please. Sorry, Councillor McAteer, you have a question?
Yeah, well, just a comment, really. Yeah, it was just on the, well, a couple of elements of it, just to make a comment. The introduction of the SIDs in the area, the next batch of them, and just noticed some have, the initial part has been installed. I'm talking about the poles to contain the apparatus. So it's just to get, maybe ask for an indication of when that'll be completed, because sometimes it can be very slow delivering this. And the second thing is really is just on the community safety aspect of the report. I know there, and I think we should just voice it publicly, the fact that community policing overtime has been severely cut. And I know I was looking for assistance from the community policing sector around Halloween, which there was actually nobody available from that particular section. So it's a bit worrying that has taken place. And I think this is the place as well to highlight it, you know, on this committee just as much as the PCPS one, but I'm not a member of, you know. So just to make those couple of points, but can maybe get an update just to when, I know the installation of one in Milltown Street Burn has begun. So I'm keen to see it completed. Thank you.
Yes, through the chair, I'll come back to you with a time scale around the full implementation of that SID. I do appreciate that they are implemented in a staggered form, so I'll come back to you with an update on that. And also, I will pass on your concerns around community policing overtime to the Police and Community Safety Partnership, where discussions are ongoing in relation to the same. Thank you.
That's great. Number eight, is it? Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Brennan, you have down here is an S. Take it you're putting it as a second. So if nobody else has proposed it yet, so I'm happy to take yours as a proposal. First of all, I just need a second. Item 16, seconder please. Councillor Lee Sargent, thank you very much. Okay, on to item 17 for noting down Patrick Renewal Partnerships. And that is for noting. Any comments or questions? No? Okay, proposal and seconder please. Gareth, Councillor Sharvin has proposed.
Yes, Chair.
And Councillor Lewis is seconding it. Okay, moving on to item 18 for noting, Newry Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership. And it is for noting. No. Any questions or comments? Councillor Murray has proposed. And who do we have seconded? Because it's not. And Councillor McFoy has seconded. Thank you very much. And last. Moving on, last but not least, report on cost of living initiatives. And that is for noting. Any comments or questions? Okay, we have proposed to Councillor McAteer and a question from Councillor Sharvin.
What? Sorry, I had a comment in there.
Councillor Moore, sorry, apologies about that. This thing's moving that much, I can't even see where I'm going. Councillor Moore, right. Apologies.
Yeah, no. Just a brief one, just saying out, Crossman Glen Community Association had a post up today informing people and letting people know that the library would be opened, you know, as an open house from January 2023 between chosen hours. So, you know, that's the type of thing that was being proposed, I think, in Councillor Murphy's motion back in November. It's the exact type of thing. So I can see down in the report in every DEA there's drop-in events and there's leisure centres and community centres opening and that. So, you know, it's very much to be encouraged and to be congratulated. So look, at good work everyone. Let's hope it's a raging success.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Murray. Okay, Councillor McAteer, you have...
I just wonder was there any feedback from any of them about the attendances? Many of those drop-in centres are the open house ones.
Chair, I don't have figures with me at the minute. I think it varies from DEA, but I can bring something back, an evaluation of the early open days to committee next month, if that helps.
Yeah, it would be, yeah, because getting into the latter part of the winter, it might be good to see. Okay, thanks, Janine, for that.
Councillor Sharvin, you have a question there.
Well, more comment, Chair, and release from Councillor McAteer's. I think those that were meant to be held last week probably didn't have the attendance that we would have hoped for, given the weather. I did go to the Down Arts Centre that morning. There wasn't too many at it, to say the least, but it was due to the weather. Like, the footpaths were icy, you know. Those that you're trying to encourage, particularly the older generation, aren't going to venture out whenever the footpaths aren't even salted. But no, the question I actually had is in relation to the events that are being planned. I see that the Newry one's the 23rd and the Art Centre is the 30th. Is there a particular reason why it's 9:30 to 2:00? You know, is that just the availability of those that are going to be in attendance? Because those that we're trying to reach out to, you know, be it that you work or not work, those that are working aren't going to be able to get there unless they take their lunch break. So it's maybe a consideration. Maybe this is the first event and we see how it goes, and then potentially another event down the line that's more accommodating outside of working hours.
Through the chair, just on that, and appreciate the point. I think both were designed to go along with the open space that was happening at that time, and that was probably the reasoning behind that, because that was the time that the open spaces are for. So, but I appreciate the point you're making regarding people who work. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, Councillor Lee Sargent, you proposed that. Though, do you have any question or comment?
I know the one in Market
house in Ballinhinch was opened for these sort of events, and also, like, it's similar to Gav Sharvin's concerns in terms of it's open, but not many people have attended yet, so I'm hoping that there'll be more people attending.
Okay, thank you very much. So that is proposed by Councillor Lee Searcher and seconded by Councillor McAteer. That is the end of the Active Healthy Community Committee. Folks, I just want to take this time to wish everybody a happy and peaceful Christmas and hope to see you all in the new year.
And yourself, Chair, and everybody. Bye.